Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. If you go shopping in Berlin, you may just discover the next big band at Acht und ein Halb. Berlin's cult label, Kitty Yo Records, has opened a concept store at Trendy Kollwitzplatz. The store showcases new DJs and bands, together with the latest from Berlin's creative fashion and art scene. Kitty Yo's founder, Reik Herzl, explains that labels and musicians today need to think outside the box.
What exactly we are doing and trying to do is not like a real trend, because we are trying to be always a little bit quicker and more edgy than the others. But at the end, I think it's a need. So it's a trend, because it's more interesting, it's more exciting, it's more fun. And it's a need at the same time, because with just music, with just selling records, or just playing live shows, no one can afford his living.
In 1990, Herzl was one of the first squatters at Takalis, the legendary art squat in Mitte. He describes those days as a melting pot of different musical tastes and art forms. This eclecticism inspired him to start Kitty Yo Records.
And so this was kind of the basis, the musical basis of the label, of Kitty Yo, I think. So I thought, if it works, when I listen to a lot of different music, like at home, like as a person, and that it totally works. So there's a lot of combinations, and for me it totally works. Why shouldn't it work as a label?
Other labels focused on genre-specific releases, but Herzl's risk paid off. Kitty Yo became the Berlin hype label of the day.
Everyone liked everything what we released, because it was kind of new and definitely brand new for Germany. There was no other label which was kind of that eclectic and that open-minded in this style of releasing records.
He took yet another risk when he signed an unknown artist named Peaches. This release put Kitty Yo on the international map. The flip side of becoming an international export label was that Kitty Yo felt the repercussions of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
This changed for us a lot, because the American market was very important for us. We were one of the first German labels that started doing export or focusing on export territories. Most German labels focus just on German-speaking territories.
Herzl deplores the fact that labels today rarely focus on quality and artist longevity.
Most record companies, they are not into this business because of loving music. It's just like another way of investing money, and it's just a business, and the content is completely open. So this is today, this is tomorrow, it doesn't matter.
Kitty Yo has always done the unexpected and reinvented itself.
When I started to seriously think about like what needs to be changed in music business, and especially at Kitty Yo, and I start with, why do we separate all those different fields of art?
Every 8.5 weeks, the showcase store gets a new look and feel. Kitty Yo has returned to its roots in a more upscale location. For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.